Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know that often on Wednesdays, I try to do a segment called Over the Hump and Trump to give us some relief from the politics, often picking points of connection in the midst of so much darkness. I haven't done that in the last couple of weeks because, frankly, there's too much important stuff that I want to talk about with each and every one of you, especially when some of our conservative friends want to have pointed debates on the text line, especially with me. But one of the things that I will not do is have debates that resound in tropes and racial stereotypes. And I want to be extraordinarily clear here when I say this. Starvation and death is bad. It doesn't attend to any race for us to condemn that and look at that. But again, what occurred today in the Oval Office, I offer my opinions here, was disgusting. Full stop. Want to take some of your calls now, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joe from Madison, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Great comments. And I would add on to this, Maggie. It's just some of the conservative friends might want to get a sense of just how demented and far down the rat hole our leader is. There was a title from Barron's magazine today. Barron's, not really known as a left-wing rag. They're economics mainly. And the title was about the DRC visual used over South Africa, suggesting South African genocide. That is the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is a completely different country within the continent of Africa. So there's our president, and here's the quote that they had in the article. He's shuffling through these pictures from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, saying that they are from South Africa, showing genocide, and he's saying, death, 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 oh, horrible death. And for the last few days, these are all people who were recently killed. They were killed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, not in South Africa. I mean, we are dealing with a man who is just not placed in reality anymore. And there is a lot of allegations that they are cleaning up the transcripts of things that he says because he sounds so nutty. We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed. It's just he's an idiot at this point, and we look terrible. Leaders, South Africa is a very vital country within the continent of Africa, which has huge amount of importance to us as we go forward into this next decades in terms of rare minerals, in terms of all sorts of things. Anyway, I offer that. It's Barron's. You can look it up if anybody wants to. But the guy didn't even have photos of the right country. So.
Thanks much, Joe. And in fact, the president of South Africa, Ramaphosa, said that in the Oval Office. He said, that's not South Africa. You know, so might be appropriate. Like, who's giving the guy these photos? Right? Like, part of this leads me to a place where I'm asking questions about who the staffers and the handlers are. And does anyone even care to get it even remotely correct? I think not. I asked that about Republican congresspeople as well. Are they so willfully ignorant? Is there no staffer to tell them, like, no, there actually is $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and emergency food assistance. And yes, you have 25%, 30%+ of your constituents are on Medicaid. Is there no staffer? Is there no person that will actually tell the truth? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jack from Merrimack, you're up next.
Yes, thank you. This is all distraction anyway. This and the immigration and a lot of other things to distract from this big, brutal bill. And there is a provision, and I think I may have mentioned this on your program before, is a provision in that bill that basically attempts to gut the power of the federal courts by cutting off funding from any court that has the temerity to find the Trump administration or any of their lackeys in contempt. That's built into this budget bill, and it's a huge, huge overreach from the executive branch into the judicial branch. Second thing is that I can't imagine how the MAGA party could possibly, in their wildest dreams, think that they're going to survive an election in 2026 if there is an election. And this is something we've got to watch out for. They're going to try to rig something, I have absolutely no doubt. The so-called Save Act is just one of their approaches. If that doesn't look like it's working, I think they might try something more serious. So those are my comments for the day.
Thanks so much, Jack. Jack is talking about a provision that was slid into the big, brutal bill that will basically strip federal courts of the right to hold the Trump administration or any administration, a Democratic one included, in contempt of a court order. It is an overreach. It is constitutionally repugnant. It invades on the discretion of courts to handle matters of equity, which include injunctions and intermediate relief to preserve the status quo. It is terrible. They're also considering on the Senate side getting rid of the filibuster. I'm going to detail this tomorrow because it is really, really weird how this is coming up. And I'm going to talk about these things in greater detail tomorrow. These are Republicans using, and they're not Republicans, it's the MAGA regime, using all kinds of little tactics and underhanded things under the cloak of night or buried in bills to try to basically hand over more and more power to the executive branch of government. We're supposed to have three equal branches of government. We're supposed to have checks and balances. That is what our framers intended. And I don't care if it's your team winning today, it won't always be that way. So what in the heck are they doing? It is absolutely devastating what is being considered. In addition to the trillions of dollars in tax giveaways to 100 millionaires and billionaires. And listen, John from Milwaukee, my conservative friend, back on the text line saying, you're asking questions about staffers not giving their elected officials the accurate information about bills. What do you have to say about staffers that covered up Biden's frailties? I say shame on them too, John. They didn't do their jobs well either. But the fact of the matter is, Biden ain't president anymore. And if you want to keep looking in the rear view as to and for excuses about why your elected officials from the MAGA regime aren't doing the right thing today, your pocket will get picked right along with the rest of the middle class. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump is president. This is a MAGA regime bill that's going to steal trillions from the middle class to give to the wealthiest. That is the fact of the matter about what is happening today. Joe Biden ain't president. I choose to talk about what's happening today. Those people that enabled a president who is not capable of serving another four terms, of entertaining that idea, they should be drummed out of politics. But that is distraction and a sideshow. The big, brutal bill, John, that is happening today. And I'm happy to report to each and every one of you that it appears that additional Republican support is eroding. Jacob, can we take this on? This is a number of Republicans within the last couple of hours saying they will not support the big, brutal bill. Of course, these folks are talking about there's not enough cuts. Maybe they should talk about revenue side. Maybe they should talk about taxing billionaires their fair share. But let's take a listen.
My concern about the deficit and the debt is tremendous. This bill in its entirety, the way it was written, we would go from $36 trillion now in debt to $56 trillion minimum if this bill goes through the way it is written with no fraud, waste, and abuse taken out of Medicaid. We would own Obamacare, not repeal it.
And currently, the bill spends more money than it would than the status quo. I mean, so it doesn't actually help deficits. It actually hurts the deficits.
If the speaker brings us to the floor tonight,
I think the bill's going to have problems.
There you have it. Not sure what's going to happen next. Speaker Mike Johnson, too chicken to meet Hakeem Jeffries and actually have a debate about these billionaire giveaways and corporate welfare. unbelievable what is going on in Congress today. And again, to my brother John from Milwaukee, my conservative friend, how about we pay attention to what's happening today as opposed to rehashing how much you hate the past president? Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up next. Go ahead.
Well, I've listened to the last couple of callers, and I agree wholeheartedly with what they say. And as to John, a lot of accidents happen while people are looking in the rearview mirror. So he might want to keep that in mind. But I really called to talk about the part you played with the president and the African president in the Oval Office today. And I just think it should not go unnoticed that that African leader realized that Trump can be bought. All leaders in this world are realizing that Trump is up for sale, and what you give him is what you get out of him. And that
a sad reality, Ollie, by flattery or fraud, right? Like by giving him gifts or flattering the man, he is subject to manipulation. I believe we may have some fresh sound from Mike Johnson following a meeting of the far-right Republican contingent and Mike Johnson in the White House. Let's take a listen to the shorter cut, Jacob, see what the speaker had to say for himself.
The plan is to move forward as we expected. That was a very productive meeting at the White House. It's great to have a president that is so directly engaged with what happens in the other branch of government over here in the legislative branch. It was a collection of leaders from the House and most of them Freedom Caucus leaders, and we had a good discussion. I think we're in a very good place. I think that all of our colleagues here will really like this final product, and I think we're going to move forward.
Anybody ever get the sense that like Mike Johnson might be a wee bit of like a marionette, and he just like words come out of his mouth and his arms move, but somebody else is pulling the strings? A little disconnected from what's happening here on Earth One. I just get a real weird ventriloquist dummy sort of feel from little Mike Johnson. That's the vibe he gives me. I don't know if he's just not dealing with reality, and let's hope this whole thing goes down in a blazing ball of fire. My fear is, ladies and gentlemen, that this big, brutal bill that guts and sticks the knife into the backs of MAGA supporters across the middle class and the working poor is going to become law. Folks, we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. Stay on the lines if you're there. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods said it best. If you're looking in the rear view, it's a good way to get in an accident. Here on the Maggie Dawn Show, we keep it in the here and now and our eyes looking forward. Keep it locked. I'll be back after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.